This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's yet another opportunity to question analytics, which I think all of us should be doing in sports a little bit more, right? Like, we've watched this in baseball now, and we've even started to fight back. Okay, stop putting all your infielders in right field. That's annoying. Get back to your position. And they changed the rule. And pitchers need to face three batters. All the stuff that we do. Here's Ricky Pearsall in his first NFL game. And all I hear all week from the internet is, ooh, in terms of separation, Ricky was sixth worst in the whole NFL.
Right.
And Greg goes, yo, he looked juicy out there. He called him juicy. Now, I don't know anybody who felt that way about Ricky Pearsall. Why? Because let's be honest. When you're watching the game, how many catches did Ricky have? Like four?
Three, I think.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Three catches, four catches?
Three catches for 21 yards.
All right, there you go. So we saw him on those plays. Then there were a few targets that he didn't catch. And then there were other times where you just see him dart across your TV and maybe he caught your eye, maybe he didn't. So we sat down for 3 hours. We saw him for an average of 1.5 seconds per time for about eight times. So we saw him for, checks notes, 12 seconds. And we're like, I didn't like it. maybe there's something to it. Because listen, I'm not saying Greg's not allowed to be wrong, but Greg's watching things certainly different than I do. I'm not going to speak for you.
Oh, he's got that cowboy remote.
That's right.
Which I need to ask him next time about exactly what that is.
And I love hearing him go, I liked him in college. I liked it when they made the pick. Because all I heard from the draft next, oh, what a reach. That's a second rounder, not a first rounder. You should have waited 3.5 more picks in order to take. Stop it. Did you get a good player? Or not.
Right.
Now, I still have questions about the way the Niners are structuring their wide receiver room. $30 million for Brandon, restructuring Debo, drafting two receivers, re-signing Juwan. I got questions. However, Ricky just got the first big break of his career, and that is that Brandon got hurt and for a long time. And so there is a runway there, and I don't know what to think yet. It's pretty interesting what Greg said about him. I do think
right.
that.
When he also said that, you know, when you're talking about separation in a route and man coverage, a lot of times it's a quarter of a yard, which means I'm slightly ahead of you and it's going to take a perfect throw to beat it. So the whole idea of average separation per route it's just another number, and numbers are numbers, as we've learned on this show, and you can use them however you want to use them. And ultimately now, I don't know if it's a good break that Brandon Ayuk is going to be gone for at least a year, but he does now get a chance. And Pearsall is under contract for 4 years plus a fifth-year option if they so decide. And now he gets a chance to get more playing time than he probably otherwise would have because they're going to need him. And this is also why I don't think that they need to be in the wide receiver market. And this is where Greg and I were in lockstep about, you know, Pearsall, they drafted him to play him. You used first-round capital to draft a guy, and so your intent was most likely to play him, and now you're going to play him. And I do think Debo will play, and hopefully Juwan is back, and even if Juwan's not back, you go a lot of two-receiver sets anyway, so you'll have Debo if he's able to go, and you'll have Ricky Pearsall, and you'll have other guys you can sub in from there.
We could debate whether or not their plan was to play him a lot in year one or not, because they also re-signed Brandon Ayuk, they also re-signed Juwan Jennings, they restructured Debo Samuel, and they weren't planning on any of them to not be available. So,
but it's undebatable on their intent.
Not
like we can debate it, but
it's totally debatable this year.
Well, neither one of us has the ability to be right because we are where we are now. And, you know, they could have said, Well, it's an 18 week season, and so odds are somebody's going to be hurt, and so yeah, our intent is to play him.
I mean, he's going to play. I don't know if this much was going to be on his plate, and certainly not in game two of his career is what I'm getting at. Sure, your fourth wide receiver is going to play. He's going to get snaps. There's probably going to be injuries. Were they going to put this kind of an assignment on his plate this quickly? I don't know about that. And so I have no idea if he's ready for that. But it's good that Greg thinks he looked really good. By the way, for those of you just joining us, here's what Greg Cosell said about Ricky Pearsall.
I thought Pearsall running routes looked pretty juicy this week. Huh. You know, so he's only going to get better. You know, what that means in terms of production, no one can answer that. But I thought he looked pretty quick running routes. Plus, he's got some physicality to him. There were a couple of times he was pressed, and he ran through the press. So I'm really anxious to see him play more, which he will, obviously, because Ayuk's not there.
I mean, yeah, like I'm not arguing that that's not the most likely scenario. But with the situation surrounding Juwan, I don't know exactly what's going on with Debo and even if, with Ricky Pearsall growing into a role. Personally, I'd still love to see the 49ers, among maybe other acquisitions, I'd love to see them bring in a wide receiver.
Well, and the price for these wide receivers is not that high, and I saw that it was a conditional fourth, I think, for DeAndre Hopkins.
I think a fifth that can become a fourth.
Right.
I think is what it was.
So if you look at the picks that the Niners are going to recoup already for the players that they lost last year, they're in line, and I was reading this from Matt Barrows today in The Athletic, they're already in line to get a third for sure for the D'Amico Ryans, Carthon, Exodus.
Yep.
So they got another third coming there. Plus the players they lost, probably going to get a fourth, a fifth, and a sixth coming in comp picks. So if you want to trade a fourth or a fifth or even a third, you've got a lot of picks that are going to be coming in after the year. So the draft capital for the Niners is not as critical because you're going to have comp picks coming in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.